Today's daf is Maseches Bava Kama, daf Pei Tes. At the close of yesterday's daf, we learn about one of the Takanot Usha, one of the enactments brought down in the city of Usha regarding a husband's rights to his wife's property, which status in the case of a woman who sold her Nichse Milug in her husband's lifetime. This is a property that she brought into the marriage with her. It's called Nichse Milug. Her husband repossesses it from the buyers. Then at the top of our daf, the Gemara continues to explain that if you have Edim, if you have witnesses who gave testimony about a man that he had divorced his wife and then gave us the information that there actually is a ketubah, a payment, but in reality she was still married to him and the plot of the witnesses was discovered. If they are Edim Zomim, conspiring witnesses, trying to prevent this woman from ever collecting her ketubah payout. So the court actually says, the Edim, the witnesses, the Tovat Hana'a, you talk about this Tovat Hana'a, which is the financial advantage of the wife, her ketubah, which is an evaluation of how much a person would want to give to purchase the rights of the woman's ketubah, that if she become widowed or divorced, he's going to get the full value. But if the wife dies while her husband is alive, her husband then becomes the owner of that property. Comes the Nesivos HaMishpat. In Choshen Mishra Kuf Memchas Biyurim Siv Katan Aleph. And he adds brilliant insight based on our Gemara. He says, Davar She'eno Shaveh Be'atzmo L'mochro. You have an item that on its own does not have the value to sell it to anyone. The likach damim, to sell it and to actually make money off of it. On our Gemara, that says, Ba'ado rak shaveh le'ishahu, ein hamazi chayav l'shalem. Says the Nesivos, that this item, it's equal in everybody's eyes, and therefore, it's something that doesn't carry with it a mazik chayav l'shalem, ein hamazi chayav l'shalem. There's no damage obligation unless the owner of an item or object can sell that item and it has value to other people. But when it is only monetarily valuable to that one person, the damager is exempt from paying, since we say the wife has the financial advantage, the tovat hana'a. If it were to be the husband's advantage, the conspiring witnesses who now have this penalty to pay the wife could say to her, what loss have we caused you? By saying you were paid. Even if you sold it, your husband could have taken it. Seemingly, it shouldn't be about whether she can sell it. Yet, this is the conclusion. Applying the Nesivos HaMishpat, many poskim discuss scenarios where people's unique items become damaged, and that there's going to be a ruling of leniency. For example, a person has a passport, or a driver's license, or an ID card, or even a divorce document to get, or maybe something special that the family passed down from generation to generation, a family heirloom, a piece of artwork, whatever it is, smicha certificate, all of these are for shimush balim. These are all used for the owner to use them. And they have sentimental value to the owner of the item. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, for example, discusses somebody wrote a personal letter to someone that's torn up. And he thought that maybe we should have to pay back. You hire someone maybe even to write such a thing. There's hours of time and energy. Therefore, maybe that would be the case over there. Well, Michas Usher discussed a pair of contact lenses, for example. The contact lenses get destroyed. The halacha is that the individual would be exempt. Nevertheless, of course, as we said many times, it does not absolve us of taking personal responsibility around the items and objects and possessions of other people.